A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor I answer you, on the day of salvation I help you, and I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people, to restore the land and allot the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out, to those in darkness, show yourselves. Along the ways they shall find pasture, on every bare height shall their pastures be. They shall not hunger or thirst, nor shall the scorching wind or the sun strike them. For he who pities them leads them and guides them beside springs of water. I will cut a road through all my mountains and make my highways level. See, some shall come from afar, others from the north and the west, and some from the land of Syene. Sing out, O heavens, rejoice, O earth, breaking forth into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and shows mercy to his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, my Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you. The word of the Lord. A while back, I got a call from my niece. Her high school sociology class was studying immigration. And she said, could you tell me a little bit about your grandparents, the ones who came through Ellis Island? So I told her about the generation I remembered, my grandparents, their foreign accents, their being able to speak English, about their poverty, their 12 children, about the tenement fire, about my hardworking and underpaid grandfather. My brother, my sister, and I have done this before. We have told our family story to the next generation. Stories like that are important, not just for nostalgia or for filling information on a family tree, but they shape us. They give us an attitude towards life, strengthen us, and give us survival skills to navigate life. They give us values, too, honesty and hard work and the importance of family. And stories, the kind I heard, give us compassion. I learned that poverty doesn't come to people because they don't want to work. We've all been shaped by stories we heard, and we've been formed by them. Sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse, unfortunately. The prophets, one of their key jobs was to be storytelling, to tell the story, to remind the people who God was for them, what God had done for them, and so what their obligations to God were. A key story for the Jewish people was the story of the Exodus. We'll hear it at the Easter Vigil. They were in Egyptian slavery, an impossible situation. And God delivered them, crossed that journey of the desert to the promised land. Liberation came not by their own efforts, they knew, but from God. And so that story of the Exodus, when it was told again, would strengthen the Jewish people in future difficult moments. And there were difficult moments. When things were impossible for them, they would remember that nothing is impossible for God. In today's reading, the prophet Isaiah is speaking to the Jewish people in another exile in Babylon. Once again, they're slaves of a powerful nation. Once again, they couldn't help themselves. Once again, if they were going to get set free, God would have to do it. And so to encourage them in their slavery, when things look so bleak, Isaiah stirs up their memory. And he does it by speaking in a language that they would recognize. They would tie that language into their Exodus experience. So we listen in as the Isaiah prophet speaks of prisoners coming out, about finding pasture in desert-like settings, about not going hungry or thirsty, even though there's a scorching wind, about being guided beside springs of water, about a road cut through mountains, a smooth and a level highway. It's Exodus language, all to make the journey easier for weary people God was going to set free. These people need reminders that God will not abandon them, that God had not forsaken them. They certainly sound discouraged. They say, "The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me." How bad things must have been for them. How miserable they must have been to accuse God of forgetting them. Rather than hushing them, and the prophet saying, "That's no way to speak about God or to God," they get an extra reassurance. God is a mother who would never forget the people she gave birth to. The prophet says, "Can a mother forget her infant?" Isaiah knew to remind the people of their family story, that if they could remember what God had done for them once in captivity, they would not give up. They would look for God to do it again. They would wait, and they would not be overwhelmed. Now it's our family story. Whatever we experience as a captivity, and there are a lot of forms of captivity, a sense that we're not yet the people we wanted to be and we feel stuck, or maybe because we're living in the past, replaying offenses done to us, maybe regretting again and again mistakes we've made in the past, wishing we had done things we didn't do because we were afraid or ignorant or filled with pride. And there's the captivity of the hurts inflicted on us, our family stories. Those stories did have their dark sides, too. And we struggle and yearn for healing, to be released from captivity. However we express captivity, this morning the prophet Isaiah reminds us of a very good and healing and nourishing story. A story of God's freeing a captive people, step by step, across the most arduous desert. And when we feel that the journey is taking too long, or we're not seeing signs of progress fast enough, or we feel stuck in some old stuff of our lives, we hear the prophet speaking for God. Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you. Our Eucharist today reminds us that God has not forgotten us, as we journey one step at a time on our way home. Our God is a nourishing mother who feeds us this day our daily bread.